Hi, welcome to Bookie, which unlock big ideas from world bestsellers in audio, text, and mind map. Please download Bookie at Apple Store or Google Play with more features. Get your free mind snack now. Today we will unlock the book Delivering Happiness, A Path to Profits, Passion, and Purpose. We often believe that if a company wants to achieve long-term growth, it must attract more customers by using various innovative marketing and expansion methods. However, without the use of any advertising, Zappos, an online shoe retailer established by Tony Hsieh, a Chinese-American, has transformed from a company with zero sales into the shoe king of the footwear industry, with an annual sale of $1 billion and the world's number one shoe-selling website. What's more surprising, among every 100 customers of Zappos, 75 are willing to buy shoes from them again. In 2009, Amazon acquired Zappos for $1.2 billion, which created a new record of corporate acquisition in the United States e-commerce history. So, as an ordinary person, how did Tony Hsieh successfully establish Zappos, and what was the then bleak e-commerce environment? And what kind of business model did he use to lead the employees to make huge profits, while enabling the company to achieve long-term growth? Today's Bookie will answer these questions. The author of the book, Tony Hsieh, is the co-founder as well as the CEO of Zappos. Under his business model of repeat customer strategy, Zappos has transformed from a company with zero sales into the shoe king of the footwear industry, with an annual sale of $1 billion in just a decade. Tony Hsieh himself also got onto Fortune magazine's list of billionaires under the age of 40, ranking number 27 with a fortune of $1 billion. This book is a self-narrative of Tony Hsieh's history of entrepreneurship. In the book, Tony Hsieh discloses Zappos' repeat customer strategy. In a sensible manner, he talks about how Zappos improves its customer service and experience to cultivate customer loyalty, and uses customers' recommendations and word of mouth as the company's free advertising. Zappos' experience not only applies to all business fields, but also helps company employees at different levels achieve growth both in their lives and careers. Since its publication in English, the book has received positive acclaims from major media and ranks the top on the book list of the New York Times, USA Today, and so on. It has been translated into more than 20 languages and is a popular worldwide. Harvard has also used Zappos as a case study 3 times in its past courses. In this Bookie, we will tell you the story of Zappos in 3 parts. The first part, the founding of Zappos. The second part, the business model of the returning customer brings long-term profits. The third part, Zappos company culture creates long-term growth. Let's start with the first part, the founding of Zappos. Since he was a child, Tony Hsieh had dreamed of starting his own business and having his own company, so that he could live life creatively in his own way. While he was in elementary school, he tried his hands on farming earthworms. And when he was in middle school, he contracted a newspaper route and tried to do a badge business through mail order. In college, he even opened a restaurant. However, what really brought him his first bucket of gold was the link exchange website that he started with his friends. Specifically, what functions did the link exchange website have? The website allowed companies who owned a website to sign up as a member of Link Exchange, in order for them to be eligible to host other companies' advertisements on their own website. Further, if a visitor clicked on the advertisements, the member company then earned corresponding credits that would allow them to publish their own advertisements on other companies' websites within the Link Exchange network. To put it simply, Link Exchange was a system consisting of many small companies. Each company in this system used the advertising space on its own website to attract traffic for other companies. It could be said that in the mid-1990s, Tony Hsieh's practice created a new model of online advertising. In less than 2 years, the number of registered users of Link Exchange had exceeded 200,000. People soon began to offer to buy the Link Exchange website. At first, a New York company offered to buy it for $1 million, which Tony refused. Later, The then number one internet company Yahoo offered $20 million, but still Tony refused. At a time of explosive network development, companies such as NetEase and Amazon were developing into big corporations that had never existed before. Tony Hsieh was also determined to tap into the huge potential of Link Exchange and create an era of his own. With the rapid development of the internet, Link Exchange needed more and more employees. As such, they hired every schoolmate and friend they could. In order to hire more people, the recruiting standard even became any warm body who was willing to work for them and hadn't done more than 6 months of jail time. However, this rapid expansion also brought problems. Tony found that some employees did not actually like their job in Link Exchange. Rather, they just took it as a springboard, or wanted to make big money and retire. You may wonder, isn't it a normal thing that within a workplace employees want to make more money and move on to a better company? However, Tony believed that this reflected employees' lack of passion for work, and that it was due to a lack of company culture. Gradually, the entire company simply aimed for quick success and instant benefits, and blindly pursued power and money. Within such an enterprise, gossip and rumors prevailed. This lack of motivation even affected Tony himself, who had to hit the alarm 6 times every morning in order to get up to go to work. During that time, both Netscape and Microsoft proposed acquisition. Bored of his career, Tony decided to sell Link Exchange to Microsoft at a price of $265 million. But at the same time, Tony had to accept one condition: to stay with the company for another 12 months. If he could make it, he would walk away with $40 million. But if he left halfway, he would only get 80% of the amount. At that point, Tony Hsieh already had enough money to retire. Or he could have also stayed in Microsoft for the rest of his life in order to earn more. However, he chose to leave. He believed that only by enjoying the act of creating and doing what one likes, could one achieve true happiness. As he wanted to be himself, he gave up the money that trapped him in Microsoft and pursued what gave him passion. After that, Tony began to step into different fields. He bought a lot of stocks in the stock market, although he knew nothing about these companies. As you can imagine, he then lost a lot of money. He also invested in a movie called Christmas in the Clouds, which ended in him losing every penny he put in. He also founded investment funds and incubators with his college friends, and they invested in 27 companies within 1 year. Through all the emails and letters he received from business founders, Tony Hsieh met a guy named Nick, who wanted to create the largest online shoe store. However, Tony Hsieh thought Nick's idea was ridiculous. Many online stores at that time were losing large sums of money, and besides, who would be willing to buy shoes online without first trying them on? But just when he was about to delete the email, he was impressed by the statistics he saw provided. Footwear was a $40 billion industry in the United States, of which 5% was sold by catalog mail order, which was also growing fast. Faced with a market worth $2 billion, Tony Hsieh decided to invest in Nick's company. In the course of his journey of investing, Tony discovered the wisdom of the poker game, which affected his way of making business decisions in the future. You may ask, isn't poker just a game? What business wisdom could it have? Tony said that by reading books about poker and its rules, he discovered many similarities between excellent poker tactics and remarkable business strategies. For example, in a poker game, one experienced player can make 10 times as much money sitting at a table with 9 regular players who are exhausted and have a lot of chips, compared with sitting at a table with 9 really good players who are energetic but have a few chips with them. We can see that the most important decision was which table we sat at, including knowing when to change tables. This discovery inspired Tony to think about how to choose which fields to do business in. In the business world, entering the wrong field is like sitting at the wrong table. For example, directly competing with businesses like Walmart by selling the same goods at a lower price can only lead to elimination. Tony said that, although he did not become a world-class poker player, he had gained enough experience. Whether in poker, in business, or in life, it is never too late to change tables. As the dot-com bubble burst in the United States, many companies went bankrupt, with Zappos' situation not being good either. When Tony introduced Zappos to large venture capital companies, no one was willing to invest. However, the employees of Zappos who were not there for quick money left an impression on Tony. He saw the company's long-term growth potential, and decided to invest his funds which were originally intended for other companies into Zappos. He also participated in company affairs and presided over its operations. Alright, that was the first part of this bookie, the founding of Zappos. Let's do a quick summary. Tony Hsieh earned his first bucket of gold by starting the Link Exchange Company. After selling the company to Microsoft, he began a journey exploring different opportunities. By reading about and practicing poker, he learned a business wisdom that influenced his entire life, that it's never too late to change tables. During this period, he also invested in Zappos, participated in its company affairs and presided over Zappos' operations. Today we are just sharing limited content. To unlock more key insights of world-class bestseller, please download our app. Just search for BOOKEY at Apple Store or Google Play. Get your free mind snack now.
Dir hat dieser Podcast gefallen? Dann klicke jetzt auf Abonnieren und empfehle ihn weiter. Bleib immer auf dem Laufenden und folge uns bei Twitter, Instagram und Facebook. Mehr Podcasts findest du auf meinpodcast.de.
Dieser Podcast wird vermarktet durch die Podcastbude.